Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Welcome to Homeschooled Podcast.
Homeschooled.
The Homeschooled Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
It's time to document the journey. Welcome back to Homeschool Podcast. I'm Augustino Zoida. I'm the host of the Homeschool Podcast. Co-host Kevin Lyons is not here today. I'm doing a solo podcast. I don't have a co-host with me today, and I don't have a guest. It's just me. I usually do these every now and then when I have some things on my mind that I want to talk about. Usually when I do the solo ones, I kind of have like a notes in front of me so that I can, stay on course. It's difficult when you're one person. Instead of having another person here to bounce ideas back off and forth with. You know what? I'm not doing any notes today because today I'm talking to you guys from the heart about some things that are on my mind. I've been going through some stuff, as we all have been. And I won't take too much of your time. It's the beginning of the week. We're going to be successful. We're going to be savages. And we're not going to let nothing stop us, okay? So before we begin, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Share a Sale. Share a Sale is a great way to start making money on your podcast or sponsorship or your blog, whatever it may be. If you have a website, a following, it's time to start making some money with sponsorship, and you're wondering, how do all these podcasts get sponsors? This is how, okay? Go in the description of this podcast, click the link for Share a Sale, okay? And you're going to sign up as an affiliate. You're going to fill out the application to become an affiliate for Share a Sale. So if you are an affiliate for Share a Sale, you will then have all the businesses, products, services that are on their program offered to you. So you can choose the product or service that you think will be best for your audience. You know your audience well. You know their age. You know their agendas. You know the shit that they're into. You go, you know what? My audience would love a CBD company. All right, you guys, once you're an affiliate on Share a Sale, you go browse through all the CBD companies that are on there. You pick one you like that you feel confident in, and you check the reviews and stuff. That you can pitch this to your audience. And every time you start a podcast or something, you make sure to give them a nice little plug, include your promo code, or include your link in the description, as I'm doing here. And that's it, you guys. It costs you absolutely nothing. You only make money when it works for you, and you never lose any money. All right? So click the link in the description. It costs you absolutely nothing to sign up to be an affiliate. Once you're approved, you're approved. The worst thing that can happen is that you don't get approved. And so you got nothing to lose. And once you're approved, you never have to pay them anything. All you're going to do is you're going to promote the products that you want to promote. You're going to promote the services that you want to promote to your audience. And you're only going to make money when someone uses your link or promo code. So there's only gain. There's no loss here. All right? And make sure you got a good-looking website, a link to include on the application. They'll ask you things like that. But you guys can do it. I believe in you. If I can do it, you can do it, okay? Also, I want to take this time to ask everybody to please do me a favor and go download my comedy album. My comedy album is called The Bad Guy. It's available worldwide, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. It's on there, okay? Please go download it. Buy it. It's only $10, and it's $10 that goes in the Comedy Karma jar, and it's $10 goes a long way for artists. I want to take it one step further and ask you guys to do me a big favor. Whether you download it or you don't, please at least go give me a 5-star review. I need 5-star reviews on my album, especially iTunes. Go to iTunes, find my album, give it 5 stars. Hey, this is the funniest guy I ever heard in my life. The more stars or reviews I get, I'm going to be bumped up the ladder to be recommended more often. That really helps me out a lot. I was just approved to be on Pandora. So right now, if you guys like listening to live stand-up comedy on Pandora, do me a big favor. Listen to it on my channel. It's not only going to play my comedy, as you know how Pandora works. You know, let's say you like Bill Burr, you like Louis C.K., you like Dave Chappelle. So you go to Dave Chappelle channel, radio. So on Pandora, you want to listen to stuff like Dave Chappelle. You go and you type in Dave Chappelle radio. And then now you're using his radio to listen to comedy. And it keeps giving you all these different types of comedians, if you know how Pandora works. So for me, please use Augustino Zoida radio. And it's going to play all different types of comedy of different genres. And you like the ones that you thumbs up the one you like and thumbs down the ones that you don't. Please thumbs up all mine. And most importantly, you're listening to comedy anyway, so help me out. I get paid for every time that you're listening, okay? So I would really appreciate that. And that's all. That's all I want to ask of you guys. If you can't find my comedy album anywhere, please refer to my website. All the links are there. Homeschooledpod.com. Okay. Let's get started. As I said, I got no notes here. I want to talk to you guys from the heart, okay? A lot of bad things happened to people this year. Maybe it's not necessarily has to do with COVID or any of that other shit. It just seems like it's a bad year, you know. I'm seeing that a lot of people keep saying this year sucks and it's because something really bad happened to them, whether it be related to COVID and lockdowns or elections or, you know, racial issues or something like that, or, you know, you're losing your job, certain things like that. And I see a lot of it. Some things, it's not even related to it at all. Some things people go, you know, they're, I know somebody whose wife left them. I know somebody who lost a parent. I know somebody who lost a boyfriend. And you can't help but think this year sucks. And I keep seeing that a lot. 2020 sucks. And you're associating all the bad shit that happened in 2020 with the personal bad shit that happened to you. And I'm not going to argue with you. It does suck. But it's not because of a 2020. It's not because this is a jinxed year or a cursed year. Some of the shit is happening to you because it would have happened anyway. And I don't mean to sound cold or brutal or insensitive. It's got nothing to do with this year. It sucks. It's everything at once. When it rains, it pours, right, guys? When it rains, it pours. You're already, you know, finances hurting, jobless. You can't go out and even cheer yourself up with live entertainment or something. And, you know, most states or counties are locked down. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. And, you know, sometimes you get used to not working and collecting unemployment. It was hard to go back if you're in a state that's allowing you to go back to work. It's hard to go back. I hope that you guys kept up with your usual rituals like I have been recommending, and it wasn't that difficult for you to go back, but it's just difficult. You know, it's depression every time you turn on the TV. It's depression every time you open a social media app. It's depression every time you go outside and talk to people. Even if you go out and you're like enjoying something, the table next to you or your table is talking about the current events that are going on. Okay. It's just depressing. But keeping on course here is that not everything is happening because this year is cursed. Some of it could have been avoided. Some of it, you can take charge of it. And some of it, there's still time. There's still time for you to get ahead of it. I'm not trying to seem insensitive. As I said, I'm trying to just give some hope and toughen some people up and let them know that where there's a will, there's a way. And you're totally entitled to be depressed. You're totally entitled to be to go through your grievance or go through whatever it is that you're going through. But you can't not move forward. You're allowed to grieve. You're allowed to take your time. You're allowed to get your closure. But you got to move forward while you do it. You can't stop in one place for too long. And you got to look at the things that you can control and go, well, these are the things I can control, so I will control them, and I will make them go in my favor. And if I can make my life a little bit better, I will. And then you got to look at the things that you can't control, that are out of your hands. And you have to come to terms with that there's nothing that you can do about it. So focus your energy on positive, not negative. This is a savage mentality. An insensitive one. But it's a savage mentality nonetheless. You've got to, guys. You've got to move on. We've got to move forward. I'm just as frustrated and pissed off as you guys are. Believe me. I went from doing comedy, being able to be on stage probably 3 to 5 times a week. And now we're talking maybe 1 to 2 times every 3 months. And it's brutal. And a lot of people have a lot worse problems, as do I. But that's the frustrating one, because there's not really anything you can do about it. There's certain things in my life that I can control, and you know, that are a lot worse than that, but I'm working on them. I am getting control of them. And then there's certain things in my life that I can't control. You know, I want to get on stage more often. It'd be one thing if I could, and I just wasn't. I've been through that phase too. But that's not it. It's just that I want to and I can't. But where there's a will, there's a way, guys. I'm extremely frustrated with my county right now. I live in Los Angeles County. We're one of the slowest to open. And their reasoning is well, we have high numbers every day. They keep reporting more COVID numbers. Listen, guys, do me a personal favor. Stop taking the fucking test. Ask me if I'm going to take a test. Fuck no, I ain't taking a test. I'm never taking a fucking COVID test. If somebody tells me that I have to, I'm going to tell them to go fuck themselves. I'm just not going to do your job then. I'm not taking a COVID test. Stop contributing to these numbers. I'm sorry. That's just my personal opinion. That's what I'm doing. LA with the, you know, the numbers every day, they keep having positive tests. Okay, but what does that mean exactly? That means that people are testing positive for a virus that has a 99.7% survival rate. It's like, it's so frustrating, you guys, and I want everyone to be safe, and everyone's safety is my priority. If I go out there and I do comedy, I'm going to be performing in front of the masses. There's going to be crowds of whatever kind of number. I don't want any of them to, you know, become deathly ill because they were out at one of my shows. I don't want anyone to, in my family or friends, to catch it for me if I'm a carrier because I was out there with them doing comedy. But we've also got to get our lives back, you know? We've got to move forward. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if, like, elderly people, it hits them harder. Of course, any flu does. I know probably 10 people who have tested positive, or at least that told me that they did, that tested positive for COVID. And all of them tell me it's a pretty bad flu that lasts 2-3 days. And to be honest with you, they've had flus in the past that were worse. Someone told me today that they've had strep throat, which I have too, a couple of times, and that's worse than this. And, you know, if an elderly person or someone with a really weak immune system or pre-existing conditions and stuff gets any type of virus, of course it's going to happen all the time. And this episode is not to be about that. Listen, I know that everything is always about that because people are really divided over it. People have their opinions on it, but it's the truth. And I just don't believe that things should be shut down. That people's livelihoods should be shut down, that people's businesses should be shut down over something that we've always had viruses. This is just one that's been heavily populated by social media and politics. It's my own personal opinion, guys. Listen, you want to tell me to go fuck myself? Fine, tell me to go fuck myself. But you got to move on with your life. But the point is that I'm frustrated with my city, and, you know, there's other states that are open. Florida is almost completely open. You know, not to mention a bunch of other states that you could actually have comedy club indoors open. Even, you know, in California, in Orange County, they got movie theaters open, which I've gone to a couple of times. I got to drive all the way to Orange County to go to a movie. It's kind of ridiculous. I get the point of, like, there's different positive test numbers in different counties and states. And there's different numbers of people that live in each county and state. So, you know, you take a size, an amount of people like New York and Los Angeles, you know, you've got, that's a lot of people. And it's a big area. And, you know, people are on top of each other and shit like that. I understand that it's different states. It's different numbers. But it doesn't really make sense. Because if I want to go to Oxnard or Orange County, it's really less than an hour drive for me. So not only now do you have a small area with people out doing stuff, but you also got people from the other county going to that area who aren't even supposed to be there, double population that area. You know, when I go to Orange County, I go to Oxnard, the lines to get into anything are doubled. The wait time to sit down at a restaurant's an hour and 45. It's like, you know, you're not keeping people in each area safe people in each area are just getting frustrated with the lockdowns and going to the other area that's open and doubling the numbers over there. And then, you know, Florida, there people go, well, they shouldn't be open, but they are, or other states like that. And it's like, well, yeah, their numbers are high. See what happens when you're open? Yeah, but they didn't close even when the numbers were high, and nobody's really dying. And we already know that it has been proven that people who have died, that it was false. They're just putting COVID on fucking everything. Anyway, I want to try to, let's try to not go too much into that. That's not the point. What the point is the frustration, and you have to acknowledge the things that you can't control and the things that you can control. It's not that 2020 sucks. It's that there's a presidential debate this year, one of the biggest ever. Why is it the biggest ever? Who the fuck knows? Everybody's got theories. But it's one of the biggest political elections ever this year. So obviously we got the most political shit going down. You got two of the biggest political shit going down. You got the racist shit, and you got the virus shit. Okay? And so, I mean, it isn't that 2020 is so bad. This is man-made shit. This is stuff that people are enforcing to happen on purpose. Everything's political. So, am I frustrated? Yeah, I'm frustrated. But you know what, you guys? It's not a cursed year. There's certain things that you have control over that you can change, and you should work on them. All right? You can't give the 2020 an excuse for everything. Some things happened to you. It was out of your control. I'm really sorry for your loss. I'm really sorry. And I'm not being insensitive. I'm not saying that it didn't matter, or those people who you lost, it didn't matter. It's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you got to move forward. We got to keep moving forward as a country, as a society, as savages, as successful people or helpful people, whatever it is that you want to do, or you want to spread love, you want to, you know, share your art, whatever it is, you want to enjoy and consume entertainment and art, and you know, with your loved ones, and have holidays, Halloween, Christmas, and just the nostalgic shit. It's time to move there, man. It's time. The year isn't the curse. There's certain things happening that were just doomed to happen right now anyway. They were going to happen anyway. If it was 2022, they were going to happen. So guys, take the things that you can control, and you got to work on those. And the things that you can't control, you got to let them go. You can't dwell on it. Like I'm doing over and over again by bitching about it on my podcast. But you know what? There's an in-between of being able to control and then not being able to control. There's an in-between of something that's not your control. Maybe it wasn't caused by you, and maybe you can't, it's also not your decision to fix it. There's certain things that aren't caused by you, but they happened, and you can do something about it. And that's kind of this middle area. And that's what I've been working on. For those of you that don't know, which is almost everybody, I have been in the works with the Los Angeles County, doing whatever I can to try to move them in my direction. Now, I'm not down there protesting. I'm not down there going like, well, you better open comedy clubs. Listen, guys, we got to think with common sense. We got to think professionally. We got to talk to these people on their level. We got to work with them on their level. I'm emailing my way up the ladder. I'm having phone calls up the ladder of Los Angeles County, and I've got the attention of the LA County. They've reached out to me. I've pled my case. They, you know, they hear me. They understand where I'm coming from when I point out things like, hey, I'm not trying to have comedy clubs open. I'm not trying to force something that isn't safe to do yet, or that nobody feels comfortable doing with the numbers so high. What I'm doing is I'm pointing out to them that we can work within the rules and regulations that are already in existence with the restaurants. And in Los Angeles County, nothing indoors is open, although the malls just were last week. But restaurants are only available for outdoor seating. If you don't have outdoor seating, you can't open your restaurant. Now, I'm trying to work with them to say, you know, they won't allow live entertainment outdoors. So you can't just go like, you know, open comedy clubs. And I'm standing out there protesting. That's not how I'm working with these people. I'm emailing. I've worked my way up the ladder. I'm talking to certain people, finding out how the system works and who I can make suggestions to, who I can plead with. And I'm not trying to go to any extremes. I've written a plan, and that plan consists of working our way up to it. And the plan consists of, let's not open comedy clubs yet, but if a comedy club has already been given permission to be open outdoors for food and drinks, they just don't want them to have live entertainment. For example, the Comedy Store is a great example. They are open as a food and bar lounge right now, out patio and parking lot. But they won't let them have any stand-up comedy out there. So I am working right now with, you know, delivering my plan to the right people. I've kind of harassed them a little bit until I worked my way up the ladder and I'm talking to the right people. And now I'm giving them the details of my plan, which consists of a phase one for live entertainment, which is you already have people sitting outside for outdoor dining, which, you know, the tables are 6 feet apart and everybody gets their temperature taken before they come in. So you've already got that permitted. So why can't we have somebody standing 6 to 8 to 12 feet in front of them performing for them? Now, my plan consists of one performer at a time. So unfortunately, this means no bands for now. But once we do that for a while and it goes good, maybe we will upgrade to, you know, multiple performances at once. But right now, I've pitched to them the idea of just one performer at a time. So you got a singer, you know, solo artist, someone who plays guitar or piano or something. You've got stand-up comedians. And you got to have rules and regulations with it. If they feel more comfortable having like a clear divider in front of the performer, that's fine. And then you also have somebody who is constantly in charge of overseeing that the rules and regulations are being followed throughout the entire performance. So that means that patrons can't get up and walk around throughout the performance. They can't dance. They have to remain seated the entire time during the performance, unless they have to go to the bathroom, in which case they got to put their mask on. And the face coverings have to be worn the entire time unless you're eating or drinking. And this is already all permitted for live dining, or excuse me, for outdoor dining. So why can't we have one entertainer? So that's my plan, is to every live performance outdoor has to have someone overseeing that the tables are 6 feet apart, the patrons are not getting close to the performer, and vice versa. It's a lot of details. You know, they can't get up from their seat, they got to wear the mask when they're not eating, and you know, you got the plastic covering in front of the performer, only one performer at a time. The same person who's in charge of overseeing the rules and guidelines is also in charge of making sure that microphones are swapped with each performer and sanitized before reusing. And I think that this is a great plan, and it's, you know, that's the thing, it's not in my control to decide if it's going to get approved or not, and it's something out of my hands. But it's kind of that in between where there's still something you can try to do about it. You may not get approved, as opposed to there are certain things in your life that you can control, that you decide their destiny. And there's things that aren't. And then this is something that you can do something about, but there's no guarantee it's going to work. And you got to go for it. There's certain things you just got to go for. There's a lot of talk, and then there's a way to do things. And I hope that my plan gets, with all the details that I've just mentioned to you, gets approved. And I'm trying to work with the county right now. And, you know, there's a board meeting tomorrow where my motion will be brought up, and we will see if it gets, opposed or in favor of. We'll see. I hope that we have results soon, but the point is that there's things that you can do something about it. Don't just complain, do something about it. You know, write your congressman, whatever it is, you know, or whoever it is. You got to take action. I can't promise you that you're going to get what you want, because it's not in your control. But you at least got to do something about it. And then there's things that not only is it out of your control, but you also can't do anything about it. So you got to just make the best of it and move on. Which you're perfectly fine to take your time and whatever you got to do, but you got to keep moving forward while you do it. And then there's things that you do have control over, that you do control the outcome as well. It's got nothing to do with 2020. It's got nothing to do with a cursed year. There's things that happen that you could have avoided. And you know what? It isn't too late. And if it is too late, you got to move on. You got to learn your lesson. The worst part of a failure is not necessarily the failure, although that's pretty bad too. It's probably the second worst part. But the worst part of failure is if you didn't learn from it. If you fail, that sucks. If you fail the same thing twice, that's worse. You got to learn from it. That's why you fail. Okay? So that's my message for this evening. It's early in the week. I told you I didn't want to keep you guys for too long. Let's see if I can do... give me 2 seconds here, you guys, and I'm going to see if I can do some shout-outs. I got a couple shout-outs here for you. Stand by with me. Boom, boom, boom. Sorry, like I said, I got no notes. This one's off the cuff, you guys. I've got some shout-outs from YouTube that I want to do. I really appreciate your patience, guys. I didn't have this pulled up already. I want to give a shout-out to Nicholas Aguilar. I want to give a shout-out to the person who calls himself Donald Trump on my YouTube channel. I want to give a shout-out to, of course, Bobby Z. I want to give a shout-out to Daniel Sherwood. I would love to give a shout-out to Jay Cabrera and Pure Fred. Danny Acosta, The Other Side, Parker Hayden, and Fred C. Thank you guys so much for supporting on YouTube. Please subscribe. If you guys didn't know the podcast is on YouTube, please go over there. The channel's Agustino Zoida. Go ahead and hit subscribe. And I think I got one more for you guys. Hang on 1 second for me. I want to give a shout out to Daniel Barnes. Thank you for supporting the Homeschool Podcast and reaching out to me via email, and which I haven't gotten back to yet, but I will. Guys, if you want to talk to me, send me something, feedback, tell me to go fuck myself, whatever you want to tell me, you can. I'm open to emails, and I get back to them as soon as I can. Go to homeschooledpod.com, click on contact, all right? And while you're there, click on merch. You can pick up a t-shirt and support the podcast, or please buy my comedy album. And any tour dates will be there, although there's not really anything right now. We're all just trying to survive. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you guys. I hope that you took something from this ramble. And I hope that, including myself, we realize the things we have no control over, and we let them go, and we keep moving. We realize the things that we have no control over, that we can try to do something about, and we must. We realize the things that we do have control over, and we must do those things and learn from our failures. This is the message for today. As I said, I got no notes. As you guys can tell, it took me forever to get the shout-outs, but it's all from the heart. Please do me a personal favor. Download my comedy album. It's called The Bad Guy. And if you can't do that, at the very least, you guys, please give it a 5-star review. Go over to iTunes. Just give it 5 stars or, you know, and download it. That'd be great. If you listen to comedy on Pandora, make sure you use my channel, Agustino Zoida Radio. Same on Spotify. If you listen to comedy on Spotify, I'm on there too. And that's it, you guys. Click the link in the description for share a sale. Don't cost you nothing. And you're also supporting the Homeschool Podcast. And you're starting to make some money on your own shit, okay? Have a great week. I got a lot of great stuff lined up for you. Coming soon, we got the part 2 of 3 series that I'm doing of the debates where we're debating comedians. I hope that you guys caught that one. If not, go back out and check part 1 right before this, the debates where we debate Carlin and Richard Pryor and George Carlin. The next one's going to be an interesting debate, and it's coming soon. I also got a couple other guests lined up. I hope that you enjoy. Please hit subscribe to this podcast. Please keep supporting, all right, you guys? And remember, if it doesn't spread love, don't do it and don't share it. I'm Agustino Zoida. This is Homeschooled Podcast. Homeschooled Podcast.
Homeschooled.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
No. Okay.
I don't want to do that at all.